everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are just dabbling in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We're smart, we're savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And here today in the business spotlight, we're sharing Renee Fry. She is the co-founder and CEO of Gentrio, an online software provider with a mission to provide affordable, accessible, and easy-to-use estate planning tools for everyone. Gentrio made it simple for families to create their health and estate family plan so they can sleep at night. It's not just a will. It's a true state-specific estate planning, and that is now affordable and available to everyone. So, Jen, welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I just find this so interesting.
Oh, well, thank you. So I'm glad to be here. You guys have the perfect audience who we're trying to reach at Gentrio, because so many of us, like, I'm a mother. Anyway, so thank you.
You know what? What is estate planning? You know, people hear that term, but let's face it, they're like, well, we don't have an estate, because you think of an estate, you know, I'm thinking Downton Abbey. You know, well, not quite that big, but you know what I mean.
No, that's perfect, right? Because that's probably one of the best problems that we help people solve, because people are like, I don't have a home. We're like, well, do you have a car? Do you have a parent? Do you have a child? There's probably lots of things that you need to do. So for us, when we talk about estate planning, it really is making sure that we help folks with all kinds of the documents they're going to need. So whether it's a healthcare proxy, like a healthcare proxy is who makes healthcare decisions for you. People are like, hey, that's part of my estate plan. And we're like, yeah, it is. But it goes all the way over to powers of attorneys and wills and all these things that used to be what I would say really super expensive, because lawyers wanted to make it really complicated and say, oh, you know, with the transfer of wealth going on and XYZ. And we're like, okay, wait, these are the documents that every single person over 18 needs so they can secure their future and make sure that they don't end up in court paying thousands and thousands of dollars to get really the things that they need, whether it's the care or the assets that they thought they had coming to them. It really is making sure that you put in place all the things that are going to protect your family.
Who would need an estate plan?
Yeah,
I mean, is this just for families? If you're a single person, who?
Everybody. So if you're over 18, you should think about an estate plan. And so what we find is that a lot of people, the younger folks are like, okay, I don't really need like a will. I don't need this because I'm young and I'm healthy. Well, folks like Amy Winehouse and others have told us that, taught us that, yes, you do need an estate plan at no matter what age you are. But what we try to work with folks on a lot of times are what we call life inflection points, because that's when someone wakes up and says, you know what, I probably need this. So a typical life inflection point for us would be like, families, if you're just getting married, that is a fantastic time for you and your spouse to be able to sit down and say, okay, do we have, you know, documents in place so that we can make decisions if one of us isn't able to? Or if people, unfortunately, if they get divorced, that's another time where you want to make sure, okay, have I made sure that my assets and things are protected? But also, like, along the way of new babies being born. And then on the other side, a lot of us, and we call it Gentrio because it's three generations that we try to help. Like myself, my dad has Alzheimer's, but I also have an 8-year-old son. So it's three generations that we're really caring for. And I have a remarkable grandmother who's 97 and still alive as well. So I guess we're four generations. But it really is folks who are, yeah, we're trying to make sure that their parents are taken care of, they're taken care of, and that their children are protected too, so that when trying times happen, like if someone's sick and in the hospital, you aren't in front of a judge trying to get the ability to make healthcare decisions for the ones that you love. Or if someone doesn't have the mental capacity like my dad, like we have the power of attorney to be able to help my mom understand what are the financial decisions that need to be made, how can she fund his care, take care of caregivers and things like that. And so these are all the documents that really in the past people maybe thought, oh, I should get those or didn't know enough. And so what we've worked on is really making sure that at Gentrio, not only do we give you the documents that you need so that you can create them, but really the ability to learn about what are all the things there and what are your choices and make it easy to understand what those choices are, what the documents are, and then really make it simple to create the documents. So instead of paying thousands, like my parents paid $10,000 to a lawyer for some books, we saw them pulling books off the shelves. They were like, okay, this is pretty standard. We haven't learned that much. You're just telling us, here are these documents, here's what we need. And we just had a lot of money. And so we decided with Gentrio, we were going to make it easy for people to understand what they were, and affordable too, because we all need these documents because you don't want to end up at court at the really trying times in life.
Can you share some of your background with us that would make you want to get into something and why this is so important to you, Renee?
Yeah, so with my background, so I put myself through Harvard Business School. And so my father was like, okay, the day you guys graduate from college, which we all had to work through, he's like, you're cut off, you're done. And so I put myself through Harvard Business School. I helped start a couple companies. And then I worked in Governor Mitt Romney's cabinet, oversaw his cabinet. And during that time, one of the offices that I oversaw was the Office of Elder Affairs. And that was really one of the first places that I got to see firsthand how many people needed help and really how across the wealth spectrum, it was something that all of us needed in the way of like legal documents, healthcare proxies, power attorneys, will, all the things that we work on. So I got to see firsthand how people really needed the help that we at Gentrio provide. And then my sister, who's a co-founder with us, she oversaw marketing for the National Association of Home Care and Hospice. And again, she got to see folks all the time in need of help and really at times when the saddest times or the times when people are in most need, they're ending up in court trying to get court documents, trying to get things that really they should have had in place, but they just either were out of reach, they weren't affordable, or they didn't understand how to do them. So in my school, in my son's school's parking lot, we are talking to one of the other moms in the parking lot. And she's like, well, I'm an estate planning lawyer. Do you guys need help? And we said, no. My parents paid a bunch of money and took care of it. And but we have this idea. We should start a company to make this affordable to everyone. And she said, okay, I'm in. We said, what? And she said, well, I'm an estate planning attorney. Are you guys estate planning attorneys? And we said, no, we're just people who have paid a lot. And we have business backgrounds and backgrounds for Julie in marketing with the association. And so Mary Kate, who joined us, she said, I've been an estate planning attorney for 20 years, and I think this is something that because I fight for these folks every day in court who should have had estate planning documents like healthcare proxies, powers of attorneys, you know, the wills, the trusts, all these things, the letters of intent. She said, I'm in. We said, okay, well, this must be meant to be. So Mary Kate joined us, and so from that perspective, three women founding a tech company, it's not just the fact that we've lived it, right? We personally have lived the story. Mary Kate's lived having to help all these people, but we're really on a mission now to make estate planning affordable to everyone, and it's something that we wake up every day and go to bed every night thinking about, okay, how do we get this message out there? How do we enable people across the U.S. to be able to protect their families, their assets, and all of their choices?
You know, I'm going to ask because, you know, I've heard the terms the digital vaults now, and there are so many ways to be doing all of this online. Why is it critical this way and having that digital vault for families?
Yep. And so the digital vault for us, like having these documents is important, and that's the first step. But being able to use all these documents really is what's critical. And so somehow magically things always seem to happen at like 2:30 in the morning, right, on a Saturday night when you really don't have anything else to do like sleeping. And so when you try to find all these crazy documents or later, like if someone's parents pass away, one of the gentlemen we work with, he's fighting back from documents literally from 1972 when his dad purchased a piece of land and then the bank changed names and changed hands like 15 different times. And he's not even kidding about the 15 different times. And so people can't find the documents. They can't find the information. And especially in this digital world that we live in, people can't find the passcodes, the information they need to get into the accounts. And so one of the things that was critical to us was that not just having the ability to create the documents, but really the ability to be able to use the documents and then all the information in this world that we live in, we all have so much of it, making sure that we could all use the information and share it with who we wanted to. So within our digital vault, we also enabled people to, you can share one document with the person you choose, another with another person you choose, or you can pick that you want to share everything, because we want some people to have some information, some not to have information. And you can always update and change that too. But that's a unique feature for us, so that when you use the digital vault, you know that it's not just stored in some place that you can't access or that no one else can access when those critical times happen. Because again, when it's 2:30 in the morning and someone needs your healthcare proxy or your power of attorney, you don't want to think. You just want to go online, hit a few buttons and be like, okay, here are the documents you need. We have all this taken care of. We're not going to have to go to court and fight things when we're losing valuable time, when we, you know, really just want to be there to be with the people we love. And so all that kind of came together with the life experiences we all have led across caring for aging parents and relatives and friends and also our work experiences.
You know, I want to go back and ask you what it was like to work in Romney's cabinet.
Sure.
I mean, did some great stuff.
So I have to tell you, so from the female perspective, I was the youngest person in his cabinet. I think I was only 35 at the time. And it would be me in a room of, like, across from the governor's office was the governor's conference room. And I would be me and usually about like 19 or 20 men sitting in a room. And many times they wouldn't understand. They just didn't know I was the person probably, you know, who was the highest ranking in the room. And so they would all have these fantastic discussions. And then they'd all look to, you know, others in the room to, and then I'd say, okay, well, here's what the governor is feeling, and this is what I think we're going to do, and this is what I'll share with him. And the whole room would come to a standstill. And then everyone would be like, okay, she's the one in charge. And I was like, thank you, Mitt Romney. Thank you, Mitt Romney. And, I mean, it was just an extraordinary experience because, you know, he didn't care who you were, what you looked like, whatever you – just if you could get the job done and you were the person to, you know, that could do it, you were the person he picked to lead things. And so at the end, I oversaw his cabinet for him. And so when he traveled and it was out, I was kind of like the Wizard of Oz and got to work with a lot of the cabinet members. And he had set like 300 goals and said, these are the things we're going to do during my administration. And my job was to make sure that we checked off those boxes and got all those things done. And just from, you know, being empowered and getting to work with all the different folks there, he was a fantastic person to work with. And you had to walk in super prepared because that man is so smart because Mitt Romney is brilliant. And so if you weren't prepared, he'd say, okay, thank you. And he'd say, Renee, you could stay. And then the others got to leave the room. And he's like, X, Y, Z, and you better have all the answers ready, because the guy moved that fast and was like, okay, let's make sure. And he'd be like, what, you know, how's this going to affect the people, right? How's, what's the money? What's all this, like, put this all together for me. And he was incredible. Like, we brought Bristol-Myers Squibb to Massachusetts. It was a $1 billion investment. And when they first started looking, they're like, well, no one comes to Massachusetts. It's too expensive there. And with Mitt's business background, by the time we were done, they're like, okay, you guys have the talent. You have the assets. We're coming. And so from a young woman getting to do that, a lot of those experiences gave me what I needed to be able to form and start Gentrio. So I'm very grateful.
How amazing. So I have to ask, out of the 300 things you wanted to do, how many did you check off?
Probably about 290. There are about 10 there that I will tell you, and I'll just be 100% honest with the folks, that when we all came from business backgrounds, right? Like, he's a Harvard MBA, I'm a Harvard MBA, he ran Bain Capital. But government and business are not the same, right? So in government, yeah, I mean, now I say that, I'm like, but you know, when we went in, we're like, okay, we'll do this. Woo, yes, go, let's go. We'll get this done. Check that box. But between working across constituents and where you get the funding from the legislature and all those things, those were good lessons I can tell you I personally learned, because it would be like, okay, let's just do this. And people would look at me like, who are you? Why do you think that can just happen because you said make that happen? And so I get about 289, 290, like, done. Set the others on the way. But along that way, we really got to learn what it took to, you know, get things done in government, make things happen, and not just happen, but really stay in place going forward, right? Because that was one of the things where when people come into office, you know, what can I change? What can I rename? What can I do? And we really worked hard from the economic standpoint to make sure that when we were there, it was a tough economic time, but what could we put in place and build a foundation that would stay and that could scale? Because so many times people are like, it's a one-and-done thing, and nothing's ever one-and-done, right? Like, the next person takes over. So what can you scale, right? What can you put in for the long term? And that was something that Mitt spent a lot of time on, was like, how can I build a strong foundation so that not just a Bristol-Myers Squibb comes to Massachusetts, but six other companies that are going to help us build, you know, the continuum of businesses that are interested in coming. So it was a great learning experience. And I can tell you, over 4 years, the first 2 years, I think we all were like, this is painful. And by the second 2 years, when we really learned about how government works and what we could do to be part of that, it, at least from my perspective, it was a lot more fun. And we got a lot more done.
Wow. On that note, we're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors here on Word of Mom Radio. We'll be right back.
As parents, keeping our schools safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join StadiumBags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at StadiumBags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Renee Fry about Gentrio. And so, getting back to everything that we've been talking about and all of this estate planning and your digital vault and da-da-da-da, is this hard to do, creating all of this?
No, it's not. That's something we have worked very hard on doing, because in the legal world with all kinds of legal jargon and stuff, it can be really difficult, right? Like crazy words, right, things that you aren't going to understand. And so what we've worked really hard to do is make sure that the questions are easy to understand, that you can check boxes so that you don't have to write essays about what your wishes are, desires, right, and things like that. And so really tried to make it so that we could all check those boxes and not just do it quickly, because quick is one thing, but really do it right. And so to be able to make decisions that you know you feel good about, and that you can share with people as well, and that they're easy to understand, and that all of your documents are correct, and so that when they do need to be used, they all hold up. And one thing we had to do is all the states are different. So in the 50 states, people, whether it's, let's say if it's a will, you know, Michigan is different from Montana is different from of Illinois. And so what we had to do is go each state by state to help to work on what were all the rules, what is the language that's used. And then even going further, when we help people, the document downloads onto your computer, you get to print it. Each set of directions that prints out for people is unique to their state. And so it tells you, okay, go get this notarized. Go get two signatures, get two witnesses. And so we've made it really easy so that you don't have to guess what needs to be done. You get to look at the document, get to look at the instructions and say, okay, if I do this, then everything's valid, it's in place, and it's ready to go. And that was a big part of what we wanted to do, because things in the past, when you say even estate planning, right, the term sounds like it's only for the wealthy or it's complicated or complex. And so we wanted to make sure that this, again, this is for everyone and it's easy to understand and easy to do.
That's awesome. It really is. So what do you need to get started?
So right now, so Gentrio is GENTRIO.com. And so everybody should visit that. And then you're just able to sign up. You get going. We give you a free emergency card. One of the things that we want to do for folks is let them kind of see what does the system look like, how is it to use it. And so you get your free emergency card, and then you get to try it out a little bit. And then you register. And then what we do is we give you a wheel that shows you how far you are in your progress, but we've made it easy to go step by step. So we suggest things like, okay, let's start out with your healthcare proxy, but you can skip that. You can skip those documents. You can learn more about them if you want to and go right to creating, for instance, like a will, or we even do things for pets. So you go through like, where do you feel comfortable getting started? And then we really the beginning is you putting in your information, and then we are able to pre-populate a number of fields for you with your contact information, because one of the things we learned is that even in the documents that get drafted by lawyers and other folks, like if you have one address like 40C Street and the other one is 40C Avenue, or you have a different spelling somewhere, even things like that can mess up things. So we tried to be able to use the technology to populate the document as what we thought would be best in the way of helping users. And so made it easy like that. And then you get to answer the questions. And then once you're done, you can print out the documents. You follow the directions, whether it's to get two people to witness you signing your documents. And then to put them in your digital vault, that copy is already saved in your digital vault for you. But then you have to get the things notarized, and you do have to get the documents finalized. So then you can take a picture and put those back up in the digital vault so that the folks that you've chosen have access to the documents that have the signature on them. Well, one of the great things about the digital vault is you may have heard that Aretha Franklin died and had three different wills. And so no one has an idea which will was the most current, what she really meant. And so we've eliminated all of that because you get the dates on there, you get the times. And so no one has to worry about, okay, which version was which, and then they know, you know, which was signed, where it was, who has access to it. And so there's really that digital track record that in the past people haven't had access to, because if your lawyer, you know, had a copy, but then your lawyer retires, and you have no idea where things are going. Or, for instance, like my parents have very nice lawyers that they paid a lot to, but their lawyers are said, you know what, for liability purposes, we're no longer keeping anything here in our offices. And it's like, okay, well, what good does that do us? Because now, you know, so my mom said, okay, well, don't worry, we've hidden these so that they're safe. I'm like, okay, but how do we use any of those documents? Okay, Mom. Doesn't make sense. And so this is where we helped with the digital vault and getting up there and making sure that my brother and my sister and I all have access to things so that we can help her. Because with my dad, like just to make this personal, like with his Alzheimer's, and he hadn't like even had a stroke. He has all these TIAs and things, and he had one last week. You know, when that happens, she's busy calling the ambulance, trying to figure out, okay, how is he, what's happening? Is it going to be okay? And then, you know, making sure that she has the documents, because in the world we live in, people are like, you know, are you really his wife? Do you have that legal document? Do you have the documents that, from the hospital perspective, are going to make sure they don't have any liability? So having all these things ready. And so now we've taken away my mom's fear that she doesn't have the right documents, they're not up to date, and she knows how to find them, we know how to find them, and they're all there. So it's a big change.
What's the cost on this? I mean, is this expensive? Kind of curious.
For the will, the healthcare proxies, the pet powers of attorneys, the digital vault, the initial cost is $129, and usually we'll give people at least a $10 coupon to get on there and try it out. And so that's to create all the documents, and then also you get the digital vault and everything for the year. And you can go in and update your documents as many times as you want to. You can go in and make whatever modifications you want to. And then after the first year, we charge $50 a year to keep the digital vault. But it's not just the digital vault and the information you've stored and shared there. We also send you updates. So if the laws change in your state, I think, I don't know about you, but we pay too much attention with all our Google alerts and things about, oh, hey, this law is changing, that law is changing, or these states have now come together and are trying to standardize this. But from being a real person, it's like, what does that mean? Does it mean my documents are changing, or what's happening to me? Or, you know, I'm moving from Massachusetts to Illinois. Are my documents still valid? And sometimes things like that, yeah, they are, but will your new bank accept your documents, right? Will these documents be usable for you? So letting people get back into Gentrio, make the changes, update things, and then also just life changes, right? So being able to figure out, are these the documents I need today? And so we're always encouraging people, you know, to make sure, okay, go back in, check and make sure that these documents fit your lifestyle, the people around you, the relationships that you have today. And so it's one of those things where it's not really one and done, even though some people are like, aha, I did that will. And it's like, okay, well, look back. Do you even own that, you know, car that you gave to your son? And you're like, oh, no. Or it's like, do you live at the same address? No. Or, you know, from a relationship standpoint, do things happen? Yeah, they do. So this is why something that these documents you need to stay on top of, and you want to make sure that they're always accessible by the people who are going to need them.
What a fantastic service. As we are wrapping up, what kind of advice do you want to leave us with for families to make sure that they're protected? What would your last words be?
Yep. Get it done. Do estate planning, because so many people are like, oh, I'll get to it tomorrow. Okay, no. Today is a good day. It's now affordable. You shouldn't wait anymore, because unfortunately things happen, right? It's an unavoidable part of life. But now we've made it easy. It's affordable. You don't have any excuses anymore. And the great part too is once you like invite people to your digital vault, it is amazing how many people don't spark like in your family or network to be like, oh, you know what? I need to do that too. And it's so much easier to do with this than you can avoid the horror stories that we have so many sad stories that our lawyer can tell you of people who weren't prepared and assets go to weird places, kids, that, you know, the cousins that come out of nowhere. It's just a sad world if you don't have these things done. So do it, get it done. You know you need to do it, and now it's affordable and easy to do.
Renee, thank you so much for sharing time with us here on Word of Mom Radio. Again, everybody, go to Gentrio, GENTREO.com. Take a look at this. This is ridiculously affordable and a really easy way to take the mystery out of getting all of this done. So on behalf of everybody, thanks so much for the work that you are all doing over there, Renee.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
three no, thank
women
you.
Getting it done. Because women start with why. It's, you know, it's always, we say it all the time here. So on behalf of everyone here at the Word of Mom Media Network, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure. She is